Does it make sense? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Does it make sense? We are very active as a corporation, as a company, as a business, as a church, as a school, as people, with other people. And people are always writing to us and talking to us on the phone and telling us things. We had our lady who works with Ingeborg, and we asked her to give us her email address. And so she gave us her email address. It was M-N-L-A-N. M-N-L-A-N. And her first name is Mandy. So that probably is Mandy. And then Sylvia says, well, he's in the landscaping business. He's in the natural landscaping business. So and Mandy, natural landscaping, you know, that's for their email. And then I said, well, what's your husband's name? Because it's his business. Well, his name is Michael. So Michael, and probably, what's their son's name? Marty. And the other son is Moose, you know, or whatever. But we have lots of people who we contact, and we oftentimes play games a little bit trying to figure out what it's all about. Well, this morning I received an email from one of our precious students, one of our precious, precious, precious students, Rosalie and Alban. And Rosalie and Alban writes, blank. She sends the email and nothing came through. It was a blank page. And she always has very interesting things to say, but she apparently pressed the send button before she put the message down. That happens to us sometimes, you know. And we've got to pay attention. Now, did our message really go out, or did we just think it went out? I know I run through so many messages in a short period of time, and if I don't remember to always press send, I get started on the next message without having sent the last one, and it never went anyplace except into limbo. Now, we all do things like that. We have a young friend and a student who had finished all of our courses from Bermuda, and his name is Teddy.
Bahamas.
Huh?
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas? Oh, not Bermuda, Bahamas? All right, the Bahamas, wherever it is. It really makes no difference to my story right now. Of course, it makes a difference to Teddy because he lives there. But Teddy tells us that he is about ready to make a decision. He is going to consider coming to the monastery and become a permanent monk so he can walk his spiritual path to the highest and best straight away. And we say, voila, good for you, Teddy. And Teddy has mentioned this off and on over the years, but Teddy says, I am to that point now that I'm just about ready to come there. And we say, okay, fine. Now, Teddy, are you going to bring along your girlfriends? Are you going to bring along your kids? Are you going to bring along your business? Are you going to bring along all these things that you've been so active in over these many years? You've taken us to Bermuda, to or Bahamas, wherever you took us, to give seminars a number of times. I mean, it was very, very nice. We enjoyed it thoroughly. But now you say you're going to walk the spiritual path. Well, we've had lots of people walking the spiritual path here. Some walk it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, some for a day, some for a week, some for a month, and quite a few for years. We've had at least a dozen that have been here from 6 to 12 years. And that's a good long time. But did they gain anything from it? Did they become a monk at the monastery, eternally at the monastery? And the fact is, yes, they did. Each one has found their private monastery in themselves, which is what you're supposed to do. They found the purest, most beautiful, fantastic place for them to live and move and be is in themselves. They've all learned to listen to the divine within themselves. They've all learned to walk that inner path and be beholden to no one on the outer, and also to belittle no one on the outer, because we think people are pushing our buttons sometimes and people are making it hard for us. Nobody makes it hard for us but ourselves, because it's how do we take, what attitude do we have about it? Now, we were talking about somebody, we were talking about somebody who changes their minds and has interesting experience. We were talking about a monk one, in fact. And we were talking about Katerina. And Katerina had been here at campus for, six, 8 years or maybe longer. And then she's been back and forth over the years for a long time. But now she's down in New Zealand, and she's having a great time down there. Well, Katerina is beginning to rewrite the stories of her life, as all of us should. And she's looking at her life and she's saying, hey, I have had some fabulous adventures that taught me a great many things that brought me to the wonderful place where I am today. And I'm in a state of peace. I'm in a state of bliss because I am beholden to no one and I tell no one how to live their life. I merely live my life according to what I do. And we had one person here who was having difficulty with her parents, and so we had her rewrite the life story of herself and her parents. And when she rewrote that life story, her parents came out on top, because she never realized her parents were better than what she visualized them, because she visualized them as the spankings she got as she grew up, instead of visualizing them as the teachings that she got as she grew up that made her into the wonderful person she is today. We oftentimes forget that the lessons we're learning may not have been learned from the best teacher, but we were the best student. And so we take those lessons, and we can forget the teacher, because it's the lesson that's what counts. But if the teacher was notable and good and made us feel uplifted and fantastic, that's glorious. I told you all about my history teacher, remember? And I went into his class, which is the biggest class at Marquette University. And I went into the class, and I was among thousands of students sitting in this big auditorium theater. And he said, okay, put your books down and put your pencils down, and here we go. And he took us on a journey in history with each class we had with him. I'll never forget him. But you know, I have forgotten what history that was we were studying. I have forgotten whether it was ancient history, Roman history, or maybe it was all of it, you know. But not one of the histories stand out to me like the professor. Not one of the histories stand out to me like the classroom. And like all the students who were just engrossed in what he was doing. They just couldn't wait to get to class. And he said, okay. When he said, okay, everybody, you could hear a pin drop. Everybody was silent and they were ready. Now, all of us have had teachers like that. Maybe not so grand like he was, but all of us have teachers like that. Now, what kind of a student do we want to be? Do we want to remember what the teacher said, or do we want to remember the application of what the teacher gave us? Now, what's the application that the teacher gave us in that history class? He said, listen and take a journey with me into this educational experience. And all of us did. We were all, the whole imagination of that class was all listening to him and believing him and loving him and enjoying everything he was saying. And it may have been all lies. I doubt it. I'm sure it was all true. But the thing is, he was a magical person. And I remember other teachers I've had like that. But I don't remember what they taught us. Because what they taught us was to listen within, was to take the adventures that life passes by your windows, your eyes, and make them yours, but not be touched by them. Not be touched by them. Because you look out and see what's going on in the world, And when you look out and see what's going on in the world, you're the one who's making the judgment of it. And if you look out and said, everything I see is good because I created it out of my eyes, out of my heart. When you look out and you see that and you say that, then what happens? Everything you look out upon is good and very good. We're talking about Lorenza and her husband over in Switzerland. And Lorenza and this fellow got married, and she had just gone through a divorce, and she was kind of, up in the air about lots of things in life. But the guy she married was a very blasé, calm type fellow. He wasn't concerned about anything. He lived a very happy life, a very joyous life. He did what he wanted to do, and his life just didn't push him around at all. And when she met him, she didn't think such a person could exist because she was so dedicated to life and to everything. She was the tax collector for the city of Lugano, and that's a very demanding post. But marrying him was the best thing she could have ever done because she became mellow. And her son grew up totally different. And her ex-husband grew up totally different. And her whole life was totally different because he saw her out of his eyes. And what he saw was the most glorious woman in the world that he idolized. And she could do no wrong. And so she did no wrong. From that moment forward, whatever she ever did that she thought was wrong, she never did it again. Because everything she did, she thought was right. Because it was seen through his eyes of absolute loving her, absolute worshiping her. And maybe that's a little overkill, but hey, I'd rather have overkill in that direction than a lot of other directions. And so they're the happiest kids in the world, doing what makes them really happy. Now, can you be a Lorenza? Can you find the ideal man for your world? Can you be Katrina and do the things that she loves to do? Or an Anita who gets kicked off her horse and she sits there in the sand on the beach and she watches the horse run away. And so she turns her back to the horse. She turns her back to the horse. And little by little, the horse comes walking back to her and nudges her and says, I'm back. You know, the magic of learning how to handle life's experiences and have them become the blessing that they are is really something wonderful and good. And this is what I bless each one of you with today and see each one of you having the magic of life flowing in and through your world, in and through your experience, in and through everything you are, because you're good. Now, why is Ellen here at the monastery? Why is Ingeborg here at the monastery? Why is Sylvia here at the monastery? Why is Herb here at the monastery? Well, we're here because we're having fun and we're enjoying ourselves in every way. And we are walking our spiritual path, which is the most noble path we could ever choose to walk. And we think that that comes first. But the noble path comes in a structured organization. And when you're in the monastery, you follow the monastery rules to walk your spiritual path. So when Teddy comes here, he'll walk the path. He'll learn to follow directions. And he will also learn that when he's happy inside of himself, the directions are easy to follow as can be. Mm-hmm. So join with me in following the direction today of walking your inner path and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you know what? I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you too.